Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. It's Brad Jones. We've got Christian Stanfill on the line. You there, Christian?
I'm here. What's up, Brad?
Man, we are doing good. We're rolling with this Passion Podcast. We keep dropping new episodes every day, it seems like. But,
that's
Christian,
right.
we're days. I mean, not like weeks, not just saying days, but we are literally days away from Passion 2017. How are you feeling?
I feel fantastic. Yeah, Monday will be here before we know it, and I feel like we've been aiming at it for the past over a year, and so I'm just ready, man. I think all of us are just sitting on go, ready to go.
Yeah, I'm with you. We are excited. We're expectant. That's one of the reasons we're releasing these podcasts. Is there is one that just dropped from Louie a couple days ago with some details and an interview with Pastor John Piper, but got some amazing things coming on today's episode, an interview with Levi Lusco, Beth Moore, maybe a few other things happening. But more than anything, we're just really trying to continue to build all of our expectations for what God has in store and tune all of our hearts towards these, life-changing, historic days together. We don't want them to come and go so quickly that we miss all that God has in store. So we're glad you're joining us. If you're not coming to Passion 2017, we can't say it enough, but please pray for us. If you're close to the Atlanta area, we've got some one-night tickets available. You can go to passiononenight.com and check that out. But we're fired up. It cannot wait. Christian, what's happening in your world being just so close to Passion? How are you getting ready?
Well, there's a lot of, we're kicking back, relaxing, just taking it easy, breathing deep.
Everybody else is doing all the hard work.
Yeah, everybody else do the heavy lifting. All the musicians, man.
There are a few big events, mainly one in the Georgia Dome. Before we get there, who are you picking between Alabama and Washington?
Well, this is not going to be very popular probably with the Alabama fans, but it'd be cool to see Washington pull it out.
I know
it's a long shot, but I don't really have a dog in the fight, and so I'm pulling for the underdog a little bit. But it's gonna be a good one.
I don't think that's gonna happen, but I think it's pretty awesome. There's the Peach Bowl, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl on Saturday night, then a Falcons game on Sunday afternoon, and those will be significant on the NFL and college landscape, but nothing as significant as what's gonna happen starting Monday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so how are you getting ready? What are you doing?
Well, really this whole year we've had the Dome on our radar, like I was saying. And so me and Brett Yonker and Melody and a lot of other songwriters, we've been working on new songs and writing songs really since the start of the year. I remember Passion 2016 was maybe 2 or 3 days in the rear view. And I was sitting here at the church in the studio, and it was like God just dropped this, this massive expectation for 2017 on my heart, and I just knew right then, man, we got to start getting ready right now. And so we've been writing songs all year, and then as it gets closer to the Dome, we've been kind of chipping away at the list and asking God to raise the right songs up to the top, to the surface. And so we've been working on new songs with the band. We've been demoing. We've been trying to get them as great as they can be and as tight as they can be. And so that's what we're doing right now. I mean, as we speak, I'm in here talking to you. The band's across the way in the church working on songs. So that's what we've been doing, man. And I could not be more excited for these songs. Honestly, I'm just so grateful every year that God would give us a song to sing, but especially this year, I'm so blown away and humbled that we get to carry these songs.
It's awesome. Nothing like playing great new songs and the pressure of that in front of tens of thousands of people.
I know.
But, any chance you want to, I know a few of them are kind of trickling out. Any chance you want to give all the Passion Podcast listeners just another sample of something to expect at conference?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, love that. Yeah, and I'll just say, if you're coming to conference, you're going to see a couple of songs drop into your inbox this week sometime, so keep your eyes open for that. But I'll play this song. This song is called How Great Is Your Love, And, you know, for us, Passion, if you've been to Passion before, you know this. If you haven't been, you're going to find out on Monday that everything we do really revolves around the cross and around Jesus. And that's the cross is what gives us a song to sing. The cross is where worship emanates from. And so we're always wanting to write songs that elevate the cross and sing the gospel, you know. And so this song is really... it really is about the miracle of heaven coming to earth and Jesus coming to earth, so we could have grace and mercy and life and a way to be with the Father. And that's the greatest news of all. That's the reason we sing and the reason we're going to gather together at the Dome and lift Jesus up. And so anyway, that's what this song is about.
Come on now.
Yeah. It's about the great love of God, man. So
let's hear it, man.
Awesome. From the darkness, I called your name. Into darkness, your mercy came. You called me out, lifted me up. How great is your love. Of heaven, you step down to earth, innocent perfection, gave your life for us, and we are amazed. Yes, we stand in awe, for we have been changed by the power of the cross. How great, how great, how great is your love. How great. How great, how great is your love. How great, how great, how great is your love for us. Yeah. And in your kindness, you lead me home. In your presence, where I belong. You call me lifted me up. How great is your love. Yes. From the heights of heaven, you step down to earth, innocent perfection. You gave your life for us, and we are amazed. Yes, we stand in awe now, 'cause we have been changed. God like you, a love so true. There's never been, there'll never be a God like you, yes, a love so true. How great, how God like you, a love so true, there's never been, there will never be, a God like you, a love so true.
Man, come on. That is How Great Is Your Love, people, and that song is powerful. Well done, Christian. I know it's from God through you and the team, but I'm just getting fired up about that anthem rising up in our heart, our mouth of Passion 2017, and cannot
wait.
Me too,
man. Yeah, me too.
Woo!
Yeah, come on.
Man, well.
Is it Monday yet?
Yeah, seriously. I could not be more excited, and thanks for letting us get an early listen. There's always benefits, people. You know, the Passion Podcast comes a little bit, you know, infrequently, but when it comes, there's some usually some good stuff that comes with it. And speaking of that, right on the back end of this, you'll get to hear a couple conversations with a few of the people that will be speaking at Passion 2017. We're so grateful and so fortunate and favored to have some of the best. And we're not just saying that to hype it up, but it truly is who is going to be leading us. These are the best of the best that God has raised up to be speaking into what God's doing in this generation. And Beth Moore has been a part for a long time. Levi Lesko is just around for the last couple of years. But you can hear a couple conversations from them. You won't want to miss those. And we'll be back on the back end with a few more details. So enjoy these conversations from Beth Moore and Levi Lesko.
Hey, it's Levi Lesko on the line. Levi, thanks so much for joining us on the Passion Podcast today.
Louie, I'm so thrilled to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're just a few days away from Passion, Levi. Obviously, everybody's pretty pumped at this point. And I just wanted to tell you how excited we are to have you back at Passion 2017 in the Dome. People are obviously still talking about your message last year, and I know for you and your family, it's more than just the story that you're sharing with the world, but it's the life that you're living. And I know just a few days ago, actually, you guys celebrated the anniversary of Lenya, your daughter, going to heaven. Tell people just a little about that story and kind of where you are in the journey at this point.
Yeah, Louis, first of all, it was such an absolutely unbelievably special thing to be with you at Passion last year, and to be a part of what God's doing this year is just, it fills our hearts with gratitude. But as we shared at Passion last year, when we were getting ready to celebrate Christmas in 2012, 4 years ago, right around this window, my daughter Lenya, who's our second born daughter, suddenly and unexpectedly went to heaven in my arms. Right as we were in the midst of celebrating Christmas, wrapping Christmas presents, she went to heaven after an asthma attack. And so obviously that year, Christmas was so very different than what we thought it would be, as has every subsequent Christmas celebration. But the truth and the power of the matter is the reason there ever was a Christmas in the first place was death. And we celebrate Christmas with gifts and stars and trees, but Jesus came that men no more may die, like Hark the Herald Angel sings. And so what we experienced in the midst of suffering and grief that we never asked for or expected was God showed up just like Jesus did at Christmas after 400 silent years, and he turned off the dark in our hearts through the gospel, and he's helping us to help other people reframe their pain and to see something maybe that they didn't see before.
Yeah, so you wrote a book called Through the Eyes of a Lion. If people don't know about that, I want you to get a hold of it. It's a powerful book, not just about what Levi and his family have walked through, what you guys are carrying, but it's really a challenge for all of us because everybody's got some level of disappointment, pain, sorrow, death in their story as well. And God is wanting not for us to bury that, but for us to redeem it for, you know, that same story of hope in somebody else's life.
That's so true. I think all of us are either coming out of a trial, we're in one, or we're headed into one. And everyone we love and everyone we know and everyone we ever interact with is going to eventually breathe their last breath. And so for us to not be prepared to suffer, for us to not be prepared for trial is to plan on failing and to plan on being destroyed. And so Through the Eyes of the Lion was my attempt to kind of share my field notes that helped us get through this, you know, things that God revealed to us through his word or through a text message or in any encouraging scripture verse. And so we tried to collect everything that helped us suffer and everything that God revealed to us and to put it into a bottle so that other people could have help through it. And I think one of the funny things about that is we were helped by trying to help other people. And I think when we sit around just kind of like feeling sorry for ourselves, sometimes that perpetuates sadness. But when we look up and realize, hey, there's a hurting world, and God put me here to encourage that lady going through chemo or the person whose husband just committed suicide or whatever, all of a sudden God gives me purpose in my pain, and I don't feel so stuck where I once was.
Yeah, it's powerful. I think that, you know, the scripture says with that same comfort he comforts us, we comfort each other. There's nothing more powerful than that. We love getting to visit Linya's, you know, the resting place of her body. And we were with you guys in Montana. It was really special and obviously one of the most glorious places to be buried on planet Earth with an unobstructed view of Glacier National Park. And I know she's not there, but as you guys remember her, as you have in these recent days, what a beautiful place. And what an incredible place to live. You guys live in Kalispell, Montana. It's like a blip on the radar, but what an incredibly beautiful little gem in this nation. We were so excited to get there. You got snow on the ground right now. I'm guessing the sleigh bells are ringing. Santa doesn't have to go very far to get to Kalispell.
It's so true. Right now, I wish you could see what I'm seeing, Louie. I'm sitting in my Jeep, and I'm actually sitting. I pulled off on the side of the road to talk to you, and I'm on one side of me is mountains covered in snow that are the gateway to Glacier Park. And I remember flying with you in a helicopter right through the canyon that I'm staring at, and they're covered in snow and the sky is majestic and I see pine trees and that's beautiful. And then right behind me to my left is a sign that says North Valley Hospital Emergency Bay. And it's where I just happened to stop here, but it's literally the building where they took us in the ambulance the night that Linya went to heaven. And I feel like in so many ways, that's a parallel of life. Like on one side, there's the staggering pain of loss, and I see this hospital, and it just reminds me of where we brought Linya home from the hospital, but also the night that they told us we were not bringing her home ever again until heaven. But then on the other side, I see the majesty of God, and I see the breathtaking beauty of these mountains. And I think that we have a choice always to what we're going to look at. Are we going to look right here and see what only the human eye can see, or are we going to open our eyes up and lift our eyes to the heavens and see where our help comes from? And that's what I'm seeing right now. And it's the choice of where we're going to walk in.
Yeah, I remember we pulled into your neighborhood, and actually one of the ways in or the way into your neighborhood, you have to pass a hospital where you took Linya that day. And you said it's part of your journey of healing. And I think that was really encouraging to me. And I know it would encourage somebody who is, you know, I'm thinking about some friends of mine. This is their first Christmas without their daughter. And I know somebody would be encouraged to know that there is a process of healing. Tell them what you were telling me. Tell everybody listening to us what you were telling me about pulling into the neighborhood every single time you do and driving past that same hospital.
Yeah, Louie, you're right. I cannot go home from Whitefish to my house without passing by the funeral home where Linya's body was prepared for burial, and without passing the hospital where she was declared dead by humans and where she was, you know, where we were told that there's nothing more that humanity could do for my daughter's body and life here on this earth. And so part of it is like, I want to run from that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that hospital. I don't want to see that pain. I don't want to see that. And Christmas gives me the same emotion. I mean, in my passenger seat of my car right now, I have wrapped Christmas presents, and they're beautiful, but it's a painful reminder, you know. We never have looked at the 12 days of Christmas the same, and five lords of leaping and golden rings and, you know, turtle doves. We knew that immediately after Linya went to heaven, we realized this is the worst holiday in the world to have a painful thing associated with, because it approaches us every year with the subtlety of a runaway freight train. It's like after Halloween, all we see is that. And we made a conscious decision because you know, part of me wanted to pull a John Grisham novel and skip Christmas forever and say, we're never putting this stuff up again. The Christmas tree, all of it is just a painful symbol of what was taken away from us. But then we sat there and we just said, are we going to really live our lives afraid like that? I have to pass this hospital or I'm going to have to move. I have to see Christmas stuff or I'm going to have to leave this earth or leave this country at the very least. And so we just decided we're not going to run from anything. We're going to run towards it. I'm going to put more lights up on my house this year than I did last year. I'm going to give more away to charity. We're going to just run toward the roar and not away from it. Because what I realized was, yeah, it will be scary and hard, and maybe it will kill us. But if it doesn't, at least we won't have to live in fear.
That's powerful. So you came to Passion last year. It's the first time. I won't hold that against you. It took you all that time to get to Passion. But you did come to Passion last year. It was amazing. We had an incredible moment together. And a lot of people coming this year have been to Passion. They know what it's all about. They kind of know what to expect. But the most, I would guess, the vast majority of people coming don't know what to expect. And you experienced that last year just by walking in the door. And how can you tell people to get ready for what's coming in just a few days now?
Well, I've watched Passion for years and years from across the country on the internet. I don't think there's been a year since I've been saved and in ministry that I haven't watched the live link, you know? I mean, and so I guess I would say I thought I knew. I thought I had seen it all from the live link of my laptop that you guys so graciously put out on the internet. And so I kind of went into it obviously excited, obviously honored, obviously humbled, but thinking, I know kind of what I'm going to see because I've been to a Chris Tomlin concert or I've been to a Passion, you know, band by them. I've seen Charlie Hall or whatever. I've seen Louis preach. But I'll tell you, nothing could have prepared me for what I experienced in just the atmosphere of hundreds and thousands of prayers that had gone up and an expectation that had built and just something about that moment of all these college students coming together and the whole thing. I'm rambling on to say is you have no idea what you're about to experience. Those of you who are coming in for the first time, it dropped my jaw to my chest and my wife and I just tears and we were moved and we got to participate in building a hospital and every bit of it was more than I thought it was going to be. And so that would be the first thing I would say. The second thing I would say is you're going to get out of it what you put into it. And I guess I don't want the hype of the commercialism of, wow, it's been branded well and it's got great speakers and great bands. It's just going to be automatically awesome. And then you walk in because like it was said of a fine art museum a long time ago, someone stood looking at the paintings and said, I don't see what the big fuss is all about. And one of the security guards said, sir, with all due respect, you're not judging these paintings. These paintings are judging you. Like they are Rembrandts. They are works of art. They're judging you coming in. And so I guess what's going to happen is so much bigger than any of us. And so we could come in with our arms crossed and say, nah, that song wasn't as good as the song of 2012, or that message Louis gave didn't give me as many goosebumps as the one I heard in 2007. And we could come in judging the work. But what God's doing is judging us, really. And so the question is, like it was said of Nazareth or Capernaum, are we going to have the faith that will allow Jesus to give us and to impart to us and do through us what he wants to? Because expectation determines experience. And so in these last few days of 2015, as we prepare for Passion, 16, as we prepare for Passion, we're getting ourselves ready in faith, and God's giving us the chance to have the kind of hearts ready to handle what he wants to do.
Man, that's perfect. I agree with that so much. And that's why we're doing, even right now, we've already talked about it on the podcast, that we're doing a, you know, 15 days of prayer, getting us kind of in a different spirit of expectation, just ready for what God has for us. And I think we're so used to just coming through the door and the first thing happens and we're like, okay, great, I'll put my phone down and, you know, kind of check in what's going on. But God wants us to be way more prepared than that. So I couldn't agree with you more. And so thrilled that you guys are coming back to join us this year. The whole Lesko family going to be in Atlanta in the Georgia Dome. And thanks for taking a few minutes on the side of the road and Whitefish, Montana today, and looking forward to seeing you soon in Atlanta, Levi.
Louis, thank you. Can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see what God's going to do.
All right. Talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello, everybody on the Passion Podcast. It's Brad Jones, and got a really special guest on the line, which I'm so excited about. But we're just a few days from Passion, and the one and only Beth Moore has joined the Passion Podcast. Hey, Beth.
Hey, Brad. I'm so glad to be on here with you today.
Well, we are so honored that you're going to be a part of Passion again this year. Before we jump into that, what's happening in the life and the day of Beth Moore right now?
Well, I am always either in the middle of a project, Brad, or I am starting one. And so I have been just here recently stirring back in my heart again about something that God's directing for me to do next in the way of discipleship. That's my big ministry thing, is I just want to see people really know Jesus Christ and love Jesus Christ through the study of Scripture. So I'm just, that's just really, really stirring around in me again. And I have just recently, within the last couple of days, started writing a new series. So that is life in a ministry for us.
That's great news for everyone listening. And what about Christmas presents? They all bought and wrapped for everybody? And
listen, I am full way in the middle of it. I have got presents just all stacked in boxes around the house with sheets over them for family that's coming and that I don't want to peek. And we do a lot of family entertaining at our house because at my age, it's kind of the matriarchal and patriarchal generation of a family. So Keith and I have elderly parents on his side, and then we have our kids and we have grandkids. So we do a lot of life around here. So it's full on.
That sounds awesome. I can't wait to see what you got me for Christmas. That just really is going to mean a lot to me.
I'll bring it with me. I'll bring it with me, Brad. Yes.
Hey, we're days away from Passion 2017, a historic gathering. And I just want to say on behalf of Louis and Shelley and our whole team how honored we are to have you a part of it, and not just a part of it this year, but you know, since way back in the early days, you've been speaking at Passion. So thanks for saying yes, for coming back. How are you feeling about Passion?
I got to tell you, it has been one of the greatest privileges of my ministry life, Brad. I tell you that honestly. It has been such a joy to see it from year to year and watch what God has done. And I'm going to tell you, what makes it so special for me this year, what of course, was the 20 years behind us, this being the 20th anniversary, is that we now have seen the impact of it in long-term fruitfulness. And so I may just say this to many of the people coming for the first time, I've never been more excited about what God is doing at Passion, because I'm going to tell you something. I don't have time, and I don't think anybody else does either, to just go to events that are for the shelf life of the next tweet. I have no interest in that. That does not do anything for me. But when I see something that is bearing fruit years later, and I mean, I'm talking about the kind that makes impact on generations, when I see that, then there is just nothing that can stop that kind of a work of God. When you're talking about turning out thousands and thousands and thousands through the years,
wow,
of young people into their communities, into their churches, all over the globe, who've been impacted by this event, then you no longer have an event. You have a move of God that no man could stop. And I don't know a big enough adjective to put with that.
Well, it definitely, what you said gave me chill bumps and made me even more excited. So, man, I'm ready. What would you say, Beth, to someone? You know, you mentioned what you would say to a first timer, but you know, there are some students that have been. This is their third, fourth, you know, fifth Passion,
yes,
maybe.
What, yes,
would you say to the student that's been four or five times? How should they get ready? What should they be thinking about? What should they be preparing themselves for?
What I want consistently and what God has called me to do for people that have come a number of different times to things. It would be the same thing that I want so badly for people who are coming, maybe the second, third, fourth, or we may have people that are coming, that are alumni that may be coming. So we're looking for a fresh word from God. I would really encourage everyone not to just come with an expectation. This is how it's going to go down. I'm going to be anticipating that this is the way God's going to move in my life. This is the shot in my arm I'm going to get for that. No, set everything aside and just tell him I want to be completely open of heart and mind and life to receive what you have for me. I'm not going to decide in advance who it's going to come through. The beautiful thing about having so many speakers, Brad, is that if one person doesn't really resonate with you, what doesn't speak to one, well, somebody else is going to bring a message and it's going to land. But I would really, really encourage everybody, don't get in your head, this is what's going to do it for me. I'm going to miss all of this because this never cuts it for me. I'm going to be there for this one. God often speaks in the exact opposite way of what we would expect in situations where we have a lot of anticipation. This is the way it's going to go down. It might be something entirely different. What I want for them is the same thing I want for myself coming in just days, is that I want to have an open, like, clean slate before God, going, this is a new day. This is not yesterday's word. This is not next June's word. This is right now. God, what do you want to speak into me? And then what do you want to use me for while I'm there? What would you then do through me? And to just be completely open-minded and to be intent on him there. Nobody else can get your word for you. Nobody. Nobody. And he's going to have one for everybody. He's going to speak into every single person who is listening. But if we've already got in our head, this is how I anticipate this happening, we really might miss what God brought us there for. But if we're just like wide open, God, whatever you want, anything you want, I am open for you doing. I think that's the way it's got to go.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of all these students because, you know, you and I have both gotten to be apart for several years now, and we know what to expect. But you know, there's no other gathering happening like this around the country and the world. And being in a stadium and with a personal God speaking to all of us, but being in a stadium with a bunch of college students, you know, we can't miss the fact that this is so rare, so once in a lifetime. How do you process through that, knowing that these are all college students, 18 to 25-year-olds in the mix?
Yeah. I'll tell you one reason. Brad, I know you've heard me say this before, because I really can't come without saying it, because it is one reason why I have been so active in it all of these years. I was in the middle of college when I sensed the call of God, and I say that to you. Listen, it's no small thing for me to sense it. It was not like I was living in a way that I was looking for it. So it's just huge for me. To me, that time of life, so many huge decisions are coming down right then. What a career path might be, whether or not somebody feels like marriage is on a really near eventual horizon for them. All of it, leaving, you know, just really leaving the home, just branching out and being a grown up, just right in front of them. These years, is that we can make strategic decisions for the gospel at any point in our lives. At any point, it's never too late. But let me tell you something: when it intervenes before we have made really, really permanent decisions, may I be so bold, Brad, to even go so far as to say, for those who are single, and most of them will be, that they're even making decisions about what their surrender is going to be like to Jesus and what he is worthy of before they're making some of those permanent decisions. Well, then everything else in life that they, every part of their your future after that. It needs to fit into this full-on surrender and passion for Jesus Christ, because truly, this is our life. This is our life.
Yeah.
And I think he is the one that I think all the time he says to us, I know the plans I have for you. And the assumption of that, what he says, that if you don't, so that you have to look to me. And for every one of them, God still says, I know the plans. I know the plans. You do not. I know them, and they're good.
Yep.
And they mean something. And it means that when you're done with this life, your life made an impact on this globe that will be eternal because it was in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're right behind you. And Beth, we just want to say we're so looking forward to what God shares through you and are extremely honored to have your voice in the mix for what Jesus has in store. So thank you for saying yes, and thank you. We're praying for you, all the team, all of our team, but all the students listening. I just want to encourage you, all the leaders listening, encourage you to pray for Beth and all the speakers and all the worship leaders that God is going to use to move in all of our hearts. And we love you, Beth, and we're really, really, really grateful.
Oh, goodness. Man, I love y'all too, Brad, and I cannot wait. It is my great privilege, and I'll see you so soon.
Merry Christmas, and see you at Passion 2017.
I'll see you there in the dome.
If that doesn't get you fired up for Passion 2017, I don't know what will, but we'll be there in just a couple of days, and can't wait to be a part of it with everybody. Christian, thanks for jumping in, being in the mix today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Always a great honor to be a part of the Passion Podcast with you, Brad.
Well, we're praying for you if you're driving that way, heading towards the dome, and that it'll be just an amazing moment together for you, for your group, for your friends. And we'll be coming with more details, so you know, just make sure you're paying attention to social media and your email, and we'll get all the information you need to you. And we'll be at the Georgia Dome in just a couple days. Until the next time, Passion Podcast, we'll see you then.